Welcome back to 95 BFM Breakfast. We are very lucky to be joined by the wonderful Creed Bratton this morning. How are you, Creed?
I'm well. Thank you very much for having me, ladies.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited.
We are very, very excited. Now,
Just real quick, I want to make it's Millie and Rosetta, right?
Yes, that's us.
That's us. Okay. You're probably best known for your work on The Office US. Do you want to tell us what that was like as an experience being on that show?
Oh, well, my gosh, you can just well imagine. I get up and say how lucky I am because I get to go to work and laugh all day with my friends. And they became, as you know, after 9 seasons, it's like a family.
Mm.
People up there were getting married. They were having children. The kids were all running around by the time the show was over. It was remarkable. And I'm still friends with a lot of people. I mean, every 6 weeks or so, I'll have sushi with Oscar.
I live still close to
Angela. I see Angela mm-hmm. quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And Rain. I see Rain Wilson also quite a bit.
Amazing.
So anyway, and I just, it was one of the luckiest moments of my life. I've had a very charmed life in many, many ways, being in a hit band back in the 60s, and then getting on something as monumental, part of the zeitgeist, as it were, as The Office. So I don't, I don't take this lightly, and again, I say I'm very, very grateful for how my life turned out.
Mm, so cool. Before you were on The Office, you were in The Grassroots, which is an incredible band, and you sort of since then have released a lot of your own solo music as well. How do those
yes.
worlds of music and comedy intertwine for you?
Well, as I mentioned, I've just released my 10th album, Dowel Pop, and now I'm already writing. I've got six, I will be doing some of my new songs from the 11th album that haven't been recorded yet.
Oh.
I always do that when I go on tour, just to check out the audience reaction. And if it feels right, then I will record them. Sometimes if I don't feel like they're landing on deaf ears, then I may have to rethink doing them on the album. So that's kind of like your guinea pigs. You people in New Zealand are guinea pigs for me.
What an honor.
To answer your question, the comedy aspect, but acting and music is still a variation on the stage. If you're on a stage, you're giving lines out, you're projecting lines out to an audience. And if you are on a film or television, the audience is taken the place of by a camera, but you're still projecting and sending out this emotion and hopefully art to the camera. So when I do my stage show, which I will be doing there in New Zealand soon, I treat the audience just like I would treat being on stage or on a film. I'm still giving all my emotion that I possibly can to the words and to the presentation.
Yes.
And so they're, in a way, they're very, to me, it's a similar art form in a way. I know some people think it's differently, but I still think it's very, very similar.
So it feels quite natural for you to kind of...
Yeah, I've been doing it since I was 17 years old. I'm 82 now.
Wow. What a rich life.
Yeah. So what came first for you? Was it music or was it comedy? Or have you just always naturally been good at music and good at comedy?
I think I'm naturally good at comedy, but the music... I started very young, played trumpet, and I started playing guitar about 13, 17. I was working professionally. But at a young age, though, I stuttered had a real stuttering problem. I could hardly even articulate even a word sometimes. I get so caught up.
Mm.
So they pulled me out of school, and I had to work with up in the mountains there. They had a speech therapist who would come in once a week. Some of the kids were having problems. And once I got over that, she said, I want you to try to stutter. So I tried to get my mouth to go through the mechanics of how I felt like the stuttering was working.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got control of that, I stopped. It was amazing.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, and then she said, I want you to go every chance you can, get up in front of class, I know you don't want to speak in front of class. It was a problem because you, and the reality was I knew the answers. I knew the answers to the questions, and my mind was going way too fast for my mouth, my speech mechanisms. So I auditioned for a play in high school, and I got it. And then once I walked on stage that first night and felt the reaction of being on stage, my body and my psyche knew, oh, this is, whether I've been here before, but I know I felt very comfortable up there. And I still do. I like them both, so the question to answer, I started acting first, but pretty much the music came around the same time. That it's, I can't decide between which one I like the most. I like them both.
Okay, you're doing a show in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, on the 1st of October at Sky City.
Right.
Have you been to New Zealand before?
No. A couple of years ago, I did a tour of Australia.
Yeah.
I was planning to come. I'd already booked a flight and everything to go to New Zealand. And I just wanted to see it because, we know everybody in the world knows how beautiful your country is.
And then
I got offered a corporate party in America, big money. And so I went, boy. So I took it because you just can't turn out real big money sometimes. But in retrospect, I probably should have, because I thought, what if I don't get back down to see you people again? But luckily, the career is still going. I'm still physically able to do it. So this time I'm coming, and I'm going to spend at least a week before I even perform there. I'm going to be up around traveling around New Zealand.
Amazing. I feel like as well, the whole musical comedy mix goes down really well with New Zealand crowds. I mean, do you know Flight of the Conchords?
Oh my gosh, I love them.
Yeah.
Are they going to come to my show?
I don't know, but they should. We'll pass on a good word. New Zealanders really love that mix of music and comedy.
Totally. It's massive down here. We've got a couple of bands I'm thinking of now. So your show is the 1st of October at Sky City, and we just can't wait to have you down here. This is so awesome.
Well, I'm looking forward to obviously The Office does play in New Zealand, correct?
Oh, mm-hmm. Totally.
American version. It. Okay, good.
I think people will be familiar.
All right, good. Because sometimes if I go to places, I don't know, I'm going to Japan, and I'm not sure how the humor is going to go over there. Well, I'll see. I've never been there before. It's going to be interesting.
Would you say your style of humor that you do, your comedy now and with the show, is quite similar to that of The Office or quite different?
I can't get too far away from Mama's Milk, as it were, because The Office is what rejuvenated my career. Mm-hmm. I was playing very small venues musically before The Office, and now I can do some pretty good sized rooms and some music festivals and things like that because of The Office. So I know what side my bread is buttered on, as they say. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to obviously reference The Office, of course, and tell stories from the show. The ins and outs of the rock business and things like that. But I'll give some behind the scenes humor and stories from The Office, of course. I have to.
Oh, so cool.
I don't say exciting. Have to is the wrong word. I'm lucky enough to get to. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, we loved you on The Office, and I'm sure we're going to love you on the stage down here in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you're going to come to the show.
Of course we will.
All right. Okay, good.
Everyone can get their tickets from Ticketek for Tuesday, the 1st of October at Sky City with Creed Bratton. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Creed. Thank you, Creed.
Millie and Rosetta, you have just get contact with Jamie Coletta, who's handling my stuff, and she'll make sure you get passes and stuff.
Oh, what a treat.
Oh, Creed, you gentleman. Thank you.
All right. I have my moments. All right, ladies.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night. Bye.
You too. Bye.
We're going to listen to Breathe Easy from Taupop, which is Creed Britain's most recent album. You're on BFM Breakfast.
take me far away, but don't show me a destiny. Hold me till I last breath. It's this moment we had left. After every day comes, we'd meet your folks, favored nations, out for lunch. They squat. Grab a hold.